Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about renting a crawler loader or a track loader. Again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. People who are into demolition work need good loaders to carry the debris. It is said for the guys who are inexperienced and want to give a try to the construction business should start with demolition work, as they only deal with breaking buildings and carrying off the debris. You get good money for the work, and you also do not have to risk of running out of business at any time. There may be a few ups and downs in this form of work, but more or less things get fine at the end of the day. However, in order to survive doing demolition work, one needs to ensure that they have heavy equipment that indeed does the work for them, and out of the many machines of the need of a crawler loader can't be ignored. It is rather a must to have a crawler loader on the job site to remove debris. The need of heavy equipment gives a rise to another form of business, or we can even put it into ways that for guys who have too many crawler loaders with them, want to do away and can rent it out to people who actually want to make use of that item. You know, if you have too many loaders sitting, rent them out. In this way, you do not have to completely do away with the machine. You can also get some money rather than keeping the machine idle. You also have the option to sell it off once you feel that it has got pretty old now, and there you have no takers who want to rent it. There are scrap dealers or guys who refurbish old machines into new. They pay some good money or good price for it. In order to rent a crawler loader, you need to know the ways to rent it and if there are any rules to it. Number one, give your machine a makeover. If the crawler loader has been idle for a long time, you do not know how it will work, then you should primarily start the engine and check if it sounds to be good. Do some trials on the crawler loader for you to understand if it's still working conditions or if it needs a mechanic's touch. This is quite crucial to be done, as you will be renting it out and you want to make sure that the person who's taking it on rent does not have to experience any issues. It also is advisable to paint the machine and make it look new. The guys and gals who will take the crawler will appreciate if you do some of the basic work on the machine before you hand it over to them. On the contrary, makeover of the machine needs to be done before you even list the machine on some website that deals with renting heavy equipment. Next, a formal agreement is very, very important. You should draft up an agreement with the taker where you mention that the terms and conditions in details that should be signed by both parties, the duration for which you're giving the crawler on rent, and the amount will get you a compensation should be explicitly mentioned on the draft. Again, make sure you got all those details done before you even get going. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.